This episode of the Frocast is brought to you by store.nappyafro.com, where we have shirts, mugs, and that's about it. But we got a lot of shirts. So go over there and check us out, man. Store.nappyafro.com. Get your Nappy Afro swag. Support the team. Support the dream.
Nappyafro.com.
Hello. You are now listening to the number one podcast in Zaire. It's the Frocast presented by nappyafro.com. Here are your hosts, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, and Saul Wright, a.k.a. Tupac Shakur. The Kings of Slander are here.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 297 for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Tupac Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, a.k.a. Iron Mike Tyson, and the a.k.a. that matters the most, Jack Swagless. I'm sitting in with the reigning, defending, undisputed champion of the people, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the people's champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Dick Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. King of the Lanes, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. if you see a nigga buying two Black and Miles, a pack of Gars, and he kind of smell like marijuana, and he got on Brooks, it's probably your boy, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom. What's good, people?
I'm
in
the building. Can you help me understand what the Gars is for? I'm sorry. I'm lame. I can't help it. I don't know what the Gars is for. You have to tell me off. Do you have to tell me when the mic is cold?
Okay. Is it back? Are we good?
Yeah, I was asking. Do you have to, like, can this be recorded?
Oh, is it recording now?
It's recording. I'm asking you, what's the Gars for?
What Gars?
All right. We're just going to keep it
back. Oh, so you heard all of that?
Yeah, what I was asking you was to define it for me, because I don't know what it's for.
Oh, the God, no, Gars, like cigars. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, you know. I thought you said Gars.
Well, you heard first of all that.
Yeah.
I thought my microphone was off.
No, it worked. I mean, it was a little choppy, but it worked.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it worked. I thought you said Gars. That's why I was like, first of all, what kind of store is this? Where you can get you get medical equipment? I'm like, is this a Walgreens? What kind of store is this?
I'm sorry. Gars.
Cigars. Gotcha. Let's get into the show, man, because this is right up our alley, bro. This is the kind of shit that we need to be talking about all the time. Deezus and Mero versus DJ Envy.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got two guests in the building.
Why you ain't say special guests, man?
We got Dickhead and Pussy. Let's
get usually, I would always like to start off by saying welcome, thank you for having us here, Breakfast Club. You guys have always been very nice to us, helped us through our career. You know, elevated us with interviews.
My guys, what's wrong with all this fight?
What's going on?
We're going to start with this. You owe my wife an apology.
We owe your wife an apology? What
absolutely
do we do?
Absolutely. When you insinuated that she was there for the check. Yes, she did. You said she was there for the check. That's what you said exactly. I heard it.
And so you
I
feel...
I have the clip right now. Yeah, you owe her
an apology.
Let's hear the clip.
Hold on, you.
We got the clip on deck?
Me since 15.
All right, let's hear the clip.
Hold on, I'm talking. Since 15. Before I had a dollar. She was making more money than me. So to insinuate that she was there for a check or she's good with Envy's check is a disrespect to me.
Okay, can I hear the clip?
You said
you don't remember what you... He does drink Beck's for breakfast.
Said, no,
he doesn't
said,
know
said,
anything. No, we do four shows a week.
Yeah, seriously.
You said it on air. You said it on air.
All right, hold on. Well, let's hear it.
Everything was fantastic. He was a wonderful father. He never failed at that. I really didn't see any red signs.
He's like, damn, you're lying as hell. You're lying like a motherfucker for me. I appreciate you, queen.
Any red signs. Wow. And when I found out, I hired a divorce attorney.
Wow.
I even began to prep my kids. And
how do you prep your kids? Your daddy ain't shit.
Envy was ready to speak his piece.
Talk to him.
Envy.
He did it with the echo shit too. Like, yo, I ain't really
cheating. I felt like a letdown. I felt like a failure. Mm-hmm. And you know, like I was Rashawn at home, but in the streets I was DJ Envy. Mm-hmm. So it was two different people. And
I didn't know DJ Envy.
Right. And it was a situation.
Well, you know them DJ Envy checks though.
What?
I don't know.
You know them DJ Envy checks, though. That's a little disrespectful, brother.
That was a joke, Envy. For real?
I don't put that joke when you talk about my wife.
All right, I apologize then.
You see what I'm saying? You can talk about me all day. You can make jokes to me. But when it comes about my wife and my family, it's a little disrespectful.
Envy would never do another joke about you.
You should know that. Because you got kids and a wife.
No, I feel you. I feel you. I hear that. But you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day.
There is no but.
No, there has to be. There has to be.
There is no but when it comes to wife and kids. There is no but. You can talk about me all you want. Make fun of me all you want. But when it's wife and kids, there is no but.
Look at my Instagram comments. It's full of like, yo.
I don't look at your shit. I don't talk about my wife and my kids. You can play with that. I don't play with that.
I don't play with that neither. All right, but at the end of the day.
It was respecting it. You should know that immediately.
You thought you really thought that was a disrespectful?
Yes, it was disrespectful. Yes, yeah. When my wife heard it, she thought it was disrespectful too.
Really?
Absolutely disrespectful. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought we was cool.
I thought we was cool. Too.
I thought it was like a jokey joke.
No,
apologize.
It's a jokey thing when you joke about me.
All right.
You could joke about me.
I did not know
long.
That. I did not know that. We have never had this conversation where you were like, your boundaries is here. Don't do this. Don't do this. We're having a conversation right now. You're telling me. And now I understand. You're telling us do not joke. You will not hear no more jokes about your family, about your kids, about you or nothing.
All right. Charlamagne, I talk about y'all, I talk about you, but I'll never bring it to your wife and kids regardless.
Okay, cool. You've established that. We understand. We're claro. Boom.
Everything good?
Everything's good.
Sure y'all don't need 5 minutes, New York style? You know what I'm saying?
I got my Spanx on, you know what I'm saying?
My shit is tight.
We good. We can go outside,
you know what I'm saying?
Everybody woo sides, fine. You good?
I'm good. We put some respect on your name, you know what I'm saying?
Now, this is made the rounds. When they were talking about DJ Envy doing the tour, like we talked about on this show as well, DJ Envy was talking about apologizing for cheating on his wife, and it was explaining that. And there was a line when Deezus and Meryl was on there, without sure B's going to play the clip for y'all, so I don't need to repeat it. But what did you think about the line, and what did you think about how they handled it?
Okay, first off, let me start off by saying, you know, we team Deezus and Meryl
absolutely.
Over here.
Absolutely.
The homies, we knew them before it was Deezus and Meryl, so you know what I'm saying? Let's just
We knew it when it was DeSeuss.
Yeah, like we, you know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, like, listen, we go back anyway. So, but putting our bias aside,
right?
What Deezus said was, I bet you she know those DJ Envy checks, though. I don't know. You heard him, what he said. So,
yep.
But I didn't see nothing disrespectful. You know what I'm saying about that? I could see if he was like, you know what I'm saying? I know she'd be on her knees or something when DJ Envy... He didn't say anything disrespectful. So for DJ Envy to get mad about that, say that was disrespectful, come on, bro. How can they be disrespectful about something that you brought to our attention? Like, I can't say nothing about Saul Wright that he let me in on. I can't. I'm sorry. I mean, we sit here and talk shit about B-Eazy all the time about his... him not having fucking no food in his refrigerator. You know, it didn't hurt him because he told us that. Like, look, he said, I don't have no food in my refrigerator. I don't have no furniture in my house. I have a pair of fucking khakis. All that shit is real life. Like, you know, it doesn't hurt him because he gave it to us. So,
and I also just joked on him for that same shit today. Earlier today, I just used the same shit.
Exactly. And then, so you can't put something out there in the universe and then expect niggas not to use it, especially if you're a fucking celebrity. And I did air quotes, celebrity. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know DJ Envy's a celebrity. I don't know if your wife is, but now she's testing the waters. You know, I heard she wants a talk show or something like that. So this is all, you know what I'm saying? She needs to have a booklet, something, you know, a reason why people going to check in for her. So maybe this is all for her. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, like I said, anybody that come on TV is fair game, bro. That's just how I go. So, like, niggas like, oh, you can't talk shit about Will Smith kids. They should have came on TV. I never would have talked bad about Willow or Jaden if I never would have seen them motherfuckers on TV. It's another kid. Like, nobody knows him. You know why? He stayed the fuck off of TV.
Yeah, that's a good point. Wasn't that other kid from his previous marriage, too? The older
one? Yeah. I think he moved in with some shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened. Yeah. He was on Just the Two of Us video. That had to be him. That couldn't have been Jaden, right?
Yeah, no. That was the older one. That was the oldest one.
Okay, I was about to say, that couldn't be Jaden Smith. He had to be like 30 now, because that video was in the 90s.
So as far as the situation goes, I didn't think that what Deezus said was egregious against his wife. I thought it was a joke based on the income. Like, yeah, okay, you don't know like what you're saying. I didn't know who he was. He was like, all right, but you knew them checks. Yeah. In other words, you were around and you knew where the money was coming from. It wasn't coming from Rashawn.
Yeah, it wasn't coming from Rashawn.
So you knew those checks. I understand the statement, but I feel like there's this hyper masculinity where people, if you say a motherfucker's wife, kid, or mother, they got to go into this hyperdrive where they're going to beat you down. And I've never understood that. You know what I'm saying? Be like, yeah, well, your mama called you that. Be like, oh, you can't talk about my mama. I wasn't talking about your mama. I was talking about your mama called you that because you told me your mama called you that. Mm. I'm not just, he didn't say anything disparaging about his wife, but they took it that way. So then, so this was a whole month ago, and y'all know these niggas. You know Charlamagne. You could have handled this shit, but you decided to wait till they came on your show. All right. That's what you do. It makes for good, it makes for good radio. You got him on the show. He apologized. And
No. Back's all right. Today on the show, we got Dickhead and Pussy.
Right. I'm not saying that didn't happen.
Now, that right there, you wouldn't have got an apology after me after that. Sorry. I don't give a fuck what you said. You call me a dickhead. You call me a pussy. Like, whichever one you think I am, I don't care. But you're not going to introduce me like that. Nah, we're not having that, bro. Sorry.
So he felt some kind of way. He did that shit. You still got your apology. So now after Desus apologizes, we should be good to go. And then you walked out. And I don't understand what else you wanted. You continued to tough talk and bark, and then you walked out. If it was this big of a deal, then let's handle that shit. I'm not going to keep talking. I don't apologize. You still barking. All right, well, then what you want to do? Because we're not going to keep playing this stupid-ass game. What you want to do? If you need to fight, you need to get that off your chest, and let's just go ahead and fight.
I love that. He said, I love that.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and fight. If that's what we're going to do, let's just go ahead and fight. But if I've apologized for some shit, why would you keep barking? Especially when you got the upper hand. So you've been planning on this shit. You've been waiting. You got them on the show. Yeah, and I'm going to cook these niggas. You got them on that. Desus took the high road. Because normally Desus has been like, fuck out of here. Desus is like, all right, I apologize. You said what you had to say. No more jokes. We good now. We good? And he going to keep talking. Like, all right, well then, nigga, let's just cut the radio off. Let's cut the mics off and let's step outside.
I'm talking.
Yeah, see, that was that bullshit, bro. I understand you being upset, but I don't know what exactly he wanted. Yeah, I don't know what he wanted.
Like, regardless, I'm still a grown man. You're talking to a grown man here. Like, you're not going to just, like, you know. Like I said, hey, props to Duke. Kudos to Desus. Hey, he thought about the long money and not, like, you know, because he could have went back. You know what I'm saying? He could have went back the way he came from, but he was like, nah, I don't want to go back. So he took that one, you know what I'm saying? And they cooked his ass on the show, though.
Oh, they got him afterwards, but that was, you know. They did it on their platform, so now things ain't everything ain't cool now.
You think they should have did that on the Breakfast Club, or they did it the right way?
If it was me and you, we probably would have did it on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, we would have fucked up all the money on their stream.
Yeah, we would have fucked up all our money because but that's because we also don't have media training. Them niggas is professionals, so I get it. You bring the crowd back to your show. You know more people gonna be tuning in your show to see it, and you do it. I can respect that. But I know that me and you, if it's going to be some beef like that, then we probably would just fucked it up on that show and that would have been it.
They would have been like, ha-ha, a million views on our channel, 20,000 on theirs.
Because, I mean, they could have blew all the good material right then. I'm glad they didn't.
Yep. And then Envy, you know, of course, Envy fired back. They should have had that same energy when we was in the studio. Now, Envy, come on, bro.
They apologized in the studio. That's it. Like, the show afterwards was because of how you acted after the apology. That's why there was a show afterwards. If they would have apologized and you'd have been, all right, cool, and conducted the regular interview, there wouldn't have been another rebuttal on their channel. It would have been done. But you acted an ass, so then they cooked you on their platform. That's what they're supposed to do. What they gave you on your show was respect and tried to handle that shit and get it squashed because you felt offended. It wasn't about you just being mad. You felt offended like they said something against your wife. And they apologized. That should have been the end. But you didn't act like that, so you got cooked on the show the following day. Don't talk about that same energy because you acted out. You planned on that shit. Come on their show now, Envy. Come on Dennis and Meryl now. Right. Come on their show. And let's see what you can do. Ain't no desk between them.
I hope his wife is happy because she didn't want to put this battery in his back for that shit. Like, I don't, you know, I guess there was a calculated move on everybody's part because it's working out for everybody. You know what I'm saying? But you know, Envy's he's a loser in the situation, you know, because I mean, I guess you got to do what you got to do to make your wife happy, but right. You might as well leave her if you still got to do stunts like this and you cheated 5 years ago.
I'm not going that far. I'm not even going to say this.
It's all right. If we cheated on our significant others and we still together and this was 5 years, you can't bring that shit. You can't. Like, what are you doing? Like, why am I still apologizing on apologize tour 5 years after the fact? 5 years, all right? Like, come on now.
If your goal is for her to accept your apology and she's having that tough of a time, if that's who you want to be with, then you're going to apologize till she accepts it and gets over it. That's part of your
struggle. It looked like she accepted it 4.5 years ago because we still together. This was 5 years ago. You see what I'm saying? Like, why is it coming up now? You know what I'm saying? I thought a nigga just got caught cheating like last year or something. The way, you know, 5 years ago.
There's Stop. Levels, man. You know, women, that shit will scar a woman and they'll be thinking about that shit forever. And so that's kind of the thing you deal with when you decide you want to try and stick it out with her and that's where you at. I mean, I hear you. I'm just saying that's kind of your plight. That's your plight. I'm not gonna go as far as calling DJ Envy because you can't tell somebody how to react to some shit.
Yeah, true. But
that's his wife, like, and that's how he felt. But now after somebody apologizes, I feel like you should, if that's what you were asking for, if you get what you were asking for, then the shit should be squashed. And that's what he didn't do. That's the only thing that I see a problem with. I wouldn't have reacted the same way, I don't think. But, you know, we've all been in a situation where somebody does something that you normally don't go with. And if you're not prepared for it, it'll throw you off. I don't know how we react if somebody says some shit about my wife, knowing my wife. Now, if you're just randomly saying some shit, why get mad at niggas that don't know? They just talking shit. So, I don't know. Yeah. It's all weird, man. This shit is weird. Speaking of other weird shit, your girl Katy Perry is in the news. I say your girl because I don't fuck with her.
I mean, I fucked for a point in time, but, you know, California Katy Perry was all right with me.
That first kiss from American Idol judge Katy Perry is stirring a huge reaction.
Katy! Come on, you did it!
Now the recipient of the kiss is speaking out about the controversy.
I was slightly uncomfortable, only because of the fact that she was a stranger.
In the age of the Me Too and Time's Up movements, many viewers agreed. Check out these tweets. It was a forced sexual act. Imagine if this was from a male judge. Still others went more like this. Lucky son of a gun. Two conservative hosts on Fox News were also split.
I thought what Katy Perry did was fun, it was charming, it was very cool.
That innocent, sweet little boy is like, I just want to wait for a relationship. And it was like an assault on television.
I FaceTimed with 20-year-old Benjamin Glaze to get his take. He works as a cashier at an electronics store in Oklahoma, and he's actually coming to Katy's defense. Here's what happened.
Have you kissed a girl and liked it?
No, I've never been in a relationship.
Really?
I can't kiss a girl without being in a relationship.
Come here, buddy.
Wait, hold on.
Come here.
What, on the cheek?
Mm-hmm. You didn't even make the smush sound.
Let me start over. It wasn't the fact that she was older. It wasn't the fact that I was creeped out by it or I was feeling like I'd been taken advantage of. It was just unexpected. I just sort of wanted it to be not a complete stranger. And obviously it's not a complete stranger, it's Katy Perry. But I was hoping that my first kiss would be someone that I knew personally.
So I had to ask.
So Katy Perry was the first kiss, but there's been another since?
Yes, and it was incredibly special.
Meet Ben's girlfriend, Carrie.
Hi.
They started dating after his American Idol tryout, which was shot back in October.
I was like, well, that's great. That's, you know, he kissed a celebrity. How great for him.
Now you're with Carrie. Would you really consider Carrie to be your first kiss?
Katy Perry is my first kiss. But if you really sat me down and asked me, I would tell you the story of how our first kiss was. And it was, like I said, it was just as special as I wanted it to be.
Well, now she's on, what is it, American Idol is the show that she's on?
Yeah, American Idol, yeah.
And one of the guys was playing his little song, and they go up to the judges. I guess it's after, you know, when they talk to the judges. And he's leaning over to give her a kiss on the cheek. And she turns and kisses him on the lips. And it wasn't no tongue. It was like a little punk-ass peck. It was like little stupid-ass kids when they kiss. And you're like, oh, that's so cute. It's not. But it was that kind of lips barely touch shit. The problem is that The kid was 19 years old. Katy Perry is what, 34, 35?
Hmm.
She's in her 30s.
He's
19 years old, and it was literally his first kiss. Like, he's a virgin.
Yes. He was, like, priding himself on that.
Yeah. He said, I can't kiss a girl if I'm not with her, if I'm not dating her. So he was trying to save that, and she kissed him. And during the show, he caught him off guard. He talked about it. He was like, I wasn't expecting that. And it kind of caught me off guard, and I was hoping it would be special. She just kind of said, sorry.
Yeah, and I'm a superstar. I can do what I want.
When he talked about it afterwards, he was like, yo, if she would have asked me if she could have kissed me on the lips, I would have told her no. Because he wanted to be safe. He wanted to be special. What do you think about this shit? You know, there's been some outrage about it. I want to know about this situation.
In 2018, we have to be fair, right? So, all right.
That's what you're supposed to be.
So if this would have been, let's say, Usher kissing a 19-year-old girl like that, everybody would be outraged, correct? All right?
Yep.
So I think that Katy Perry should get these hands of the hands of wrath, and the Me Too people need to get on it. She's a fucking deviant, man. Put her on the fucking scumbag list. Like, as Dr. Brace would call it, she's on the dirtbag list. Hey, let's railroad up out of here, all right? Because just think, she would have did more with this guy. She would have done more.
You ain't got to go that far, bro.
Listen, look, man, she probably want to take that man virginity. She's some old woman. She's seen, oh, a virgin. I could just, you know, they saying the dude only doing this because he didn't make it to the next round. That's the only reason why he's bringing this suit, because he didn't make it through. But no, they ain't got nothing to do with it. The man clearly said, like, it ain't got nothing to do with him not making it to the next round.
Yeah, he said out the gate, shit, I was trying for it to be special.
Before he got eliminated, so.
Yeah, like, dude, you ruined it. You ruined it for me. You ruined my first kiss.
I mean,
imagine, so, like, that's going to be your story. Like, when you're talking to, you know, your first girlfriend, and she's going to ask you about your first kiss, and you're like, yeah, my first kiss was with Katy Perry. She's like, what? Yeah, she stole it from me. You were sexually assaulted.
I've seen a lot of men talking bad about this guy. Like, oh, he's such a bitch. He's a pussy. Man, you would have. And I was just like, damn. Like, dude, like, I said, dude, I mean, so this man got morals. He got something, like, that he believed. Like, you know, just like some niggas like, yo, my first piece of pussy ain't going to be no fat girl. So you can do whatever you want to do and not have sex with a fat. But so his thing was he wanted his first kiss to be special. He controls that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not, niggas was just talking bad about the dude. And I was just like, man, I felt like GQ Blue because I was defending the guy. And I was like, man, it's really hard being GQ Blue and short T-ass niggas. Like, I can't, hey, that's too much work, man. Hey, I salute y'all niggas, man. I can't do it. Like, I'd rather just not say nothing than fight for, you know what I'm saying?
The internet will have you in all kinds of fights that you don't need to be in. And I'm just, in 2018, I'm just not fighting. I'm just not fighting. Yeah. I'm going to say what I say and I'm done. I just want to say that because we had a conversation. I forget who it is on Twitter. It's either Rick James Bitch or Short T that always brings up us talking about LeBron being the best player.
That's Rick James Bitch, man. Short T, he don't care about basketball. Yeah, that's Rick James Bitch.
Always bring that shit up. And we just looked at, you know, there's people on ESPN right now saying LeBron is playing the best in his career the last 2 months. The last 2 months. The best in his 15-year career. Yeah. But just 2 months ago, you was telling us he wasn't the best player in the league. I'm not fighting these fights no more.
He said Kevin Durant has surpassed LeBron as the best player.
I'm not fighting these fights anymore. Okay. All right. That's fine. LeBron ain't shit. Okay. I'll let him do his talking on the court. I'm not having these fights no more. So when it comes to this kind of shit, there's no two sides. The fact is that nigga was sexually assaulted on TV.
We got video evidence.
By the letter of the law, he was sexually assaulted. Now, y'all want to call him a bitch for complaining. These are the same ones who wanted to be touched by their aunties and by their teachers, and they thought it would have been cool. That's not a badge of honor. It's fucked up. It's fucked up. That's not something to be proud of. Yeah, my teacher molested me when I was in sixth grade. That's not cool, bro. I was a victim. You're a victim, bro. Don't be smiling about that shit. That's not cool. Yeah, I used to, you know, when everybody went on recess, I used to go back and fuck my teacher in eighth grade. That's not cool. It's not cool. So this nigga, hey, man, look, if whatever, I hope that you, if you win the lawsuit, you get whatever soothes your soul. I know you'll never be able to get that kiss back. I don't know if that. My question is, did that kiss count? That was the weakest kiss. That was a very weak kiss, though.
Look. He can always brag and be like, yo, I kissed Katy Perry. His homeboy, his other little 19-year-old friends kissing girls with braces and pimples and shit. He kissed Katy Perry, even though he ain't want to. You know what I'm saying? You know, he could. I got raped by Katy Perry.
I would say that my first kiss was with Katy Perry, and she kisses terribly. Because it was a terrible kiss. Katy Perry can't kiss. That would be my, if I was going on a story, if I was doing a circuit, that would be my tagline. Katy Perry can't kiss. How do you know? Because she kissed me. She ambushed me. She wanted the D, and she can't kiss.
Well, so, I mean, nobody going to say anybody that sexually assaulted me was actually good. Nobody's going to admit to this, all right?
If you're a guy, though, you could. If you're a guy, all right? Ain't that shit, Charlamagne said that shit. He said his mom's friend used to sexually assault him, and he liked it.
Oh, damn.
So that's what he put in his book. That's his story.
Oh, shit. Well, he from South Carolina, though, so it ain't no telling, man. Niggas from South Carolina difference, all right.
Oh, come on, man. Every episode, we have a city and a state that we disparage. Every episode. I thought we could make it through one episode without destroying a city or a state. And here you are.
I'm just saying it's all right. You just the niggas from South Carolina, though, man. They real different. I don't even know. Let me see what Monk's Corner is. It's a town. Look, population of 7,885.
There you go. That's people. What do you mean? I don't understand the problem.
Hey, it's a high school with 7,000 people in it. It's all right.
Where?
So, in the United States somewhere? I'm sure it's in, like, California, Vegas.
Shoot, 7,000 students?
We got some in Florida with, like, 5,000. Yeah.
That ain't seven.
It's five, though.
But it ain't seven. I'm just saying, let the good people of Monk's Corner live. And leave Leonard alone. That's not what we're doing this episode. I guess we just got to talk about some...
Can I name some notable people from Monk's Corner, South Carolina?
I don't know how this helps, but go for it.
Okay, we got Chad Wolf of Carolina Liar. Never heard of him. Ryan Stewart, football player, the Two Live Stews. I have heard of him. How's he run one from Monk's Corner and the other one not, if they twins? But anyway. Bruce Ellington, Andre Ellington, Omar Brown, and Charlamagne the God, man.
So what have we learned?
Monk's Corner, for 7,585 people, they got like eight people that's famous there. So, hey, Monk's Corner might have got something going on down there.
I'm about to say, they popping a little bit. That's a pretty eight good percentage.
Yeah, that's like, hey, you got a good chance to be famous if you're from Monk's Corner, man. 8 out of 8,000 made it, dog.
There you go. Monk's Corner's on the map. Thanks, Charlamagne. We appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, man.
Piggybacking off the Katy Perry sex story, I guess we got to get into this shit because this is the day the niggas gonna rejoice. Male contraceptive pill is safe to use and does not harm sex drive, the first clinical trials finds.
The birth control pill may not just be for women anymore.
Thank God.
Because early trials of a male birth control pill show a lot of promise. Mm-hmm. Now, the question is, is the guy going
to
take it?
No. They will forget. No. Just like they can't even remember to put the toilet seat down. They're not going to take it. When they find out there are side effects, like you're growing little boobs. You know what I mean? They will never do it. I don't trust that.
It does cause weight gain. Yeah. And I want, and just like the birth control pill for women does, and I wonder if men will take it. But don't you think
they don't care
men would want to take it so that they have control over whether or not
if men want pregnant?
Stop clapping, Tom, our prepper. That is, men are not clapping for this. I know a guy who wanted to get, his wife wanted him to get a vasectomy, and he compared himself to a cat and said he wouldn't do it because he doesn't want to get spayed like an animal. There's no way, I'm with Joy on this. There is no way men are taking the pill. Stop clapping.
I feel like the woman for years has been the one we transition from, like, any sprays, pills, gadgets, inserts, whatever. We always put them on the woman, and the man just shows up and does him.
I know.
And then, like, we end up with the big decision.
For young women, right, because we always say, listen, tell him to put on a raincoat. You don't have to be the only one who is doing it.
He's a fair weather friend.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal, guys.
if this isn't a dual responsibility, yeah, you're going to have to face some of the same stuff you want women to face. Yeah. Life's a bitch and then you go on.
So the question now for the streets is, niggas going to take the pill?
Be Easy, I already ordered one, I believe.
First of all, I will help Be Easy order some pills, goddamn.
Yeah, I think he was on the study team. They testing his ass out. He just keep making babies so they know what's not working. They're like, oh, shit ain't.
Because he don't need to have, he's up to 17 kids right now. He don't need to have no more kids, bro.
Yeah.
This shit is a mess. If you were single in these streets in 2018, would you take the pill?
If I was married in these streets, I'd take the pill.
What do you do now? If you're not taking the pill now, do you use condoms or you just rock and pull out game?
Nah, man, I pray every month you get a period, man. It just, you know how to keep, man. Like,
so wait. You shoot the club up right now.
Of course. Nigga, call me Pure Nightclub or whatever the fuck, rank, whatever that shit was.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Easy, edit that out. Edit that out, Easy.
Yes.
So you shooting the club up, but then why would you take the pill?
So that way I could shoot the club up I wouldn't have no worrying that, you know. Plus, man, she getting old, so I ain't worried about her having no kids. You know what I'm saying? It's you know.
But you're apparently not worried about it now because you're not doing anything to stop that. Like, you're doing everything to have kids.
According to the Bible, you're supposed to go inside the woman. You're not supposed to have a seed outside. You're not supposed to have any. Your man's seed is not supposed to come outside of a woman. So,
according to the Bible, you're also not supposed to cut your hair. Let's not use the Bible to define this shit. The point is,
I mean, you know, you use the Bible when it's convenient for you. Now,
that's what we do. You don't even believe in the Bible. We just gonna go ahead and rock out with it. All right, that's cool. That works. Reverend Germ in the building.
The Bible can't work on Sundays. 7 days short.
So stupid. The male pill is gonna be popping out in these streets. Niggas gonna be popping this like they popping Molly's.
Right.
They gonna have a gap.
We gonna have a gap. We gonna have like a. They were like, "Dang, man! From the year 2020 to 2030, like we have the growth. It stopped. Like
Shit is gonna be over. This shit is gonna be over. Niggas is gonna be popping the pills." And out here in these streets, active, bro. They're going to be taking 2 and 3 pills.
Hey, active. Hey, boy. Hey, look, athletes, that shit going to come with they paycheck, a male contraceptive pill, like every...
like, hey, boy, it should, big. Bro. It should.
Yo, a pill comes with your check.
The thing that scares me the most is that dudes are going to be using this pill and stop using condoms. And STDs are going to go even higher if that's even possible.
It's all right. Newsflash, they don't use condoms now.
Like, well, they really not. Like, there's some people out here who are responsible that are using condoms because they don't have kids. They're like, the main takeaway from sex is kids. They're not worried about STDs. It's for kids. So now they're gonna be like, oh, I can't have kids, so now I'm gonna be roaring for real in these streets.
It's all right. Niggas is roaring for real now. I'm talking about that shit's amazing to me. It's all right. Like, I thought that, you know, it's a couple people that still use condoms, a couple, but most people is going raw, all right, man, from what I'm hearing out here.
I could, if I was single in these streets, I would use the condom and the pill. Yeah. I don't want no kids.
Nah, okay? I got you.
I'm not doing that. I mean, these motherfuckers out here, somebody else got shot at school today. These motherfuckers is crazy out here in these streets, man. I can't do it, bro. I can't do it. I guess speaking of which, sex in these 2018, there are states where oral sex is still illegal. Did you hear about this?
Yes. Yes, I heard about this. All right. That is amazing. So
you could illegal means that, like, there could be, you could go to jail and face fines.
It got to be somebody seeing you do it, because you can't bust in my house. And, you know what I'm saying, nigga in there eating box or getting his, you know, getting some wild top and arrest me, nigga. Like, it's got to be like, you got to be out in the open. And then, like, it's crazy. So still states, it's illegal for oral sex. That's amazing.
Yeah, I think that the catch has got to be like, it adds on, like you said, to public indecency or something like that. But the way that this is framed up, you know, without any context, because that's how we like shit. It just shows the fines for oral sex in these states. So yes. Alabama, it's a class A misdemeanor. Maximum one year in jail, $6,000 fine. Florida, good old Florida, class two misdemeanor. Maximum 60 days and a $500 fine.
Hold on, all right. Pause right there. Now, you get caught getting your dick sucked, they say a maximum of 60 days and a $500 fine. If you get caught with a fucking 20 grams of weed in Florida, that's a $100 fine.
Shit. So in Florida, I mean, you can have a good-ass party and then you only have to come out of $600.
Exactly.
Let's see, Georgia, another state that concerns us for this show. 1 to 20 years.
Yeah.
1 to 20 years. Be easy. Be easy. Holy shit. Be easy. 1 to 20 years. You know, that makes me think back about that episode where we talked about somebody mistakenly eating the groceries.
Yeah.
We have to make sure that we never give out his government name. He go to jail for 1 to 20 years, bro.
Damn.
That's a long time. Let's see. What else on here would concern us? Who else is on here that matters?
Louisiana. I live in Maryland.
Who do we know in Louisiana?
Short T.
Maximum 5 years, $2,000 fine. Short T, you're going to jail now. You're going to jail now.
Mississippi got Dr. Brazen in Mississippi, a maximum of 10 years.
10 years in the clink, nigga, for licking that stank. Yeah.
North Carolina, damn. Class 1 felony.
Damn, no, don't give you no time on that. I guess it's just, you know, hey.
It's just a felony.
Texas, Class C misdemeanor, maximum of $500.
Damn, bad.
Man, I can sell a pair of shoes. I'm good. Guy in the streets to kick it. Oklahoma, maximum of 10 years. Jesus.
Look at this one. What's the state say? A minimum. Idaho, a minimum of 5 years. Minimum.
A minimum. You know how rough it is in Idaho, too? Like, damn.
Yeah, like, come
Idaho
on,
jail is terrible.
I already live here. Like, you got to give me a break. Like, who wants to live in Idaho? Like, hey, never. Have you ever visited Idaho,
Sarah? No, there's no reason I would ever visit Idaho.
Exactly. So why I can't get my dick sucked in Idaho, bro? Like, come on, man.
Matter of fact, when I worked for the company that I work for, one of our headquarters is in Idaho. And they said, hey, we need somebody to go to Idaho for 2 weeks, all paid. No, I declined, nigga. Pull my name off that list. I do not want to go to Idaho. Damn. I'm not going, bro. I'm not going. We always like to pick on Michigan. Felony, maximum of 15 years.
Jesus Christ.
Let's see. Who's got some more egregious shit? Another 20 years. Massachusetts. Man. Yep, there you go. Maximum of 10 years, $1,000 fine. But how about your people? 20 people. Years in Massachusetts.
Oh, a maximum 20 years for getting your dick sucked.
Hey.
Jesus.
Yeah, I wonder who do you both get the fine? Like, does the sucker and the sucky?
I'm not giving oral sex. I'm getting it. So, but yeah, do we both get? Yeah, you right, so all right. Because I snitch on her. I'm like, yo, she was sucking my dick, Your Honor. Like, why am I like? I didn't say it's a receiving oral sex.
I was going to tell her no, but she just went ahead. What do you want me to do? I had on jogging, so I couldn't fight it. God damn. The stuff I hear in these streets, man. Y'all be careful out there, bro. You can go to jail. The topic that we teased last week, that we're going to talk about this week, let's get into these games, man.
Yeah,
we
man.
Asked people what were their favorite games, classic video games. I think last week, what did we talk about? Mario Brothers was the number one goat, you said?
Pound for pound, greatest game of all time.
We heard some responses that Zelda was up there on the list.
I had Zelda. I had the golden Zelda. I ain't never played that game. Never.
No one ever did. No, I don't know anybody who actually played Zelda for any extended period of time. Like, you might fuck with it for a little bit, but then it was off that because it was too much shit. It was too, like, that was the first sandbox game. It was way too much shit to do. Like, it was maps on maps on maps, blowing the fucking whistle. This shit is terrible. I hated that game. But for your top five games, so we know you got Mario Brothers, but what are your other five games?
I got the other four Grand games? Theft Auto 5. Mm-hmm. I got GoldenEye 007. I got NBA 2K, the first one, NBA 2K. And then, because that revolutionized, like, the basketball games. I mean, GoldenEye, that first-person shooter, like, the way we love playing shooting games now, that gave us that, plus the split screens with four niggas playing. That shit was live. GTA 5, you know, self-explanatory. Like, wow, that's, like, the greatest game ever. Then Tecmo Super Bowl. That was it. That's my... Huh?
I said,
Yeah, yeah, because the original Tecmo Bowl was dope, but Tecmo Super Bowl was a little more expansive, and all the teams, and I mean, it was fucking sick. The season and all that shit, like, kept up with stats, like, that shit was amazing. And then, you know, of course, Super Mario Brothers, man, like, that game, come on, man. Like, I will play that game till I'm old and fucking gray, period. So those are my top five games.
So all of those games that you named, would you still play right now if you had them?
Hell yeah. Well, probably not the football games. Well, I'll probably play Tecmo just for the nostalgia. But other than Mario, Grand Theft Auto, 2K, oh, now, yes, I would play all those games right now. Like, I think they need to reboot that game. Like, that should be dope with the technology now. That should be fucking fire. Steph Curry voice.
So that's kind of how I make my list is, what games would I actually play right now if I had them? Because I have a Nintendo 64. And when for me, I thought that WCW versus NWO Nitro, that shit, I thought that was the greatest game ever. And when I got it, I was like, this doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me. So my thought is, what games would I play right now that still stand the test of time that if I got them, I know I would play? So for my five, Mike Tyson Punch-Out, without a doubt. Mm. Def Jam Vendetta, without a doubt. Fight Night Champion. The only reason I don't play that is because it's not backwards compatible. When my Xbox, before it broke, that was the game I played all the time. I think I still have the disc. Like, when I traded in everything, I didn't even trade in that game. Mafia 3. If you haven't played Mafia 3, there's nothing greater than killing the KKK. It's the most beautiful shit ever. I stopped that game. I stopped that game and started over just so I could do that mission again. It's fucking beautiful, man. That shit is fucking... Have you ever played Mafia 3?
No, I'm going to have to play it now, so all right.
You got to play it, bro. It's Riddle with calling you a nigga and all kinds of shit, and they have a mission where you get to kill the KKK, bro, and that shit is beautiful. Setting them niggas on fire. Hey, man, look, running them over with your car. It's the most beautiful shit ever. So Mafia 3 is on that list. So what I said, Def Jam, Punch-Out, Fight Night Champion, Mafia 3. And then the last one, I want to say Mario Brothers, but I've had a chance to play Mario Brothers with the simulated game thing, and it just wasn't the same. It was like, all right, I'm over it. But probably NBA Live 95. That's when the motherfuckers had, that's when the Mavericks had the Jays. Jason Kidd, Jamal Mashburn, and what was the other? Who was the third J?
Kidd, Mashburn, and Jimmy King?
Yes, Jimmy
Jackson.
But Jimmy Jackson. Them three motherfuckers could play ball. And that game was dope. Like, that was, you know, it was good shit. I used to play that, you know, it has nostalgia because back in high school, I used to play the shit out of that game. So NBA Live 95 was the shit for me. Mario Brothers, not a problem with that. I still can't get with GTA 5. I'm going to have to try it again. I tried it a couple times and I was just like, man, it's too much shit to do. Just like,
But it looks all right. You can just, and that's the thing, bro. You can just get like, man, like, wow. It's fucking awesome.
It's kind of like, so Mafia 3 is set up the same way, but the missions, I guess the missions, because you get to kill the KKK and shit like that, keeps me focused on those missions. It's not as expansive as GTA. Like Assassin's Creed. Have you played the new Assassin's Creed?
I haven't played any Assassin's Creed.
So when you get to Assassin's Creed, when you first start the game, after they get through the little this is how you play shit, when you get to the point where you get to pick missions, there's like 18 missions. And I was like, it's too much. Take it out. Eject. It's too much shit. Because each mission has a side mission and a mission within the mission. I was like, it's too much. I'm a fan of linear gameplay. I'd rather, this is where you start, this is where the game is over. I like that shit. So for me, that's it. I'm interested to hear what other games y'all have to say other than Zelda, GQ Blue. What other games y'all fucking with?
Oh, man, you gotta have Dragon Ball Z, Fire Squad. You know,
he'll probably say that because he's younger than us. You know what I'm saying? He probably say some shit like that. I mean, when I had Nintendo, you couldn't take Top Gun away from me. Top Gun on Nintendo was my shit. That was my shit. But it's not going to beat any of these games, but Top Gun was my shit, bro.
Hey, bro, I used to love that RC Pro-Am. I used to play that a lot. That fucking Ninja Gaiden. Oh, Excitebike. Come on. That pro wrestling. Starman. Yeah. Oh, come on, bro. Yeah. Nobody was fucking with Starman. What other game we should just play? All the fucking Contra. Castlevania. What else I used to play all the time on Nintendo? Fucking, you know, I used to love sports games. Like, a little Skate or Die. You remember that shit?
Yep, absolutely. Skate or Die was the shit, too. You get all your points and shit. You can play all the, fucking Paperboy.
Paperboy
was still good shit back in the day, but when you say top five greatest games, I'm like, if I had them in front of me, would I play them? Nah. I wouldn't play Paperboy. I wouldn't play Excitebike. That shit was fun then, but I wouldn't fuck with them. And that 8-bit graphics, like, we've been spoiled. When you get some 8-bit graphics in front of you, you're like, nigga, this shit is trash.
Oh, you just like, oh.
You have to really love the game to play some 8-bit graphics. You're like, bruh, I can't do this shit, bruh.
No, I went to my homeboy house. He had a fucking PlayStation. Like, the little small joint, the little small one. You know, they came out with the little small, I guess, made for cars and stuff. You know, so you can put it in your car. Like, and so he had one of them. He like, you gonna play some Madden? I'm looking at this shit like, nigga, this man, I'm not, these niggas all boxy. I'm not playing this shit, bro. Like, man, how do you play this shit? You have more self-respect for yourself. It's 2000, it was like 2015 then. Why are you still playing this, dog? Like, no.
I don't get it. Like, even then playing, like, when you think about the Nintendo controller, it was just a brick. Like, the shit wasn't even comfortable to play right now. You probably fuck around and get carpal tunnel. You try to play that shit for an extended period.
Exactly.
You'd be all fucked up in the game. But I would love to hear from the nation, hear what your top five games are. Let's get into this goddamn TV talk. I know y'all want to hear us talk about these shows, man. 60 days in. We got one more episode, and it's time for the reunion. They had to go ahead and close it because of your girl, Anjale. Everybody's gone now. Did you get to peep the actual previews of the final show?
No, I didn't.
They going at her.
Uh-oh.
Everybody's going at her because they find out who it was or why. I mean, some of them knew. You know, Stephanie knew. But the fellas didn't really know who it was. They just said it was another person in the women's cell. And so when they're all sitting up there in front of the stage and Soledad O'Brien is pressing her, she's like, you're extremely naive. And would you take it back? And she's like, how Anjale does. Bruh, she still don't give a fuck now.
Man, she still don't give a fuck now. Fucking cameras, Anjale, this shit ain't cool. I hope they sue the fuck out of her ass.
I guess you could, because now you're putting them in danger. You're putting them in harm's way that wasn't necessarily there. Your boy Nate. Well, the shit's over now. You can't do this shit again.
That's what I'm saying. We can't do it again now. Like, man.
Your boy Nate was the last one taken out. The first one in, and he was there, the last one taken out. He had the longest stay. He didn't get the full, 120 days?
Yeah.
But he got like 100 days. I think he got close to 100 days before they shut it down and fucked it up. That's a long time, bro.
Yeah. Could you do 100 days in jail?
Could you do 100 days in jail?
If I was getting paid for it, like, I'm talking about paid. Like, I got to come out to at least a meal. Not a meal, like, from a hot meal. I'm talking about $1 million. Like, I need $1 million. Like, I'm not doing it for $100,000. No, I wouldn't even do it for $1,000 a day. No.
Yeah, that shit is rough. I don't think I could do that shit either. Even for a million. I don't think I could do that. There's a lot of shit that I would do for a million, but I don't think going to jail would be on that list.
If it was 100 days, same situations. I mean, I couldn't go 100 days like, yo, like, you in here for dolo. Like, nah. If I could come out my cell, if I got frustrated, I could throw my hands up and they could pull me out and I could breathe, you know, since something like that. But I couldn't go 100 days without marijuana. So that'd fuck me up.
I mean, well, I mean, they got marijuana in there, so you wouldn't necessarily have to go without marijuana.
I'm not smoking no weed. You seen Life, right? You know how they get that in here, don't you?
Hey, man, I mean, you don't know how they get the shit in where you got it now.
Shit, hey, look, I know it ain't been stuck up nobody's ass.
You assume it ain't been so stuck up nobody's ass.
All right. Man, it's all right. Listen, we out in the streets. True. Niggas is not boofing. Niggas is not boofing the dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, I buy big bags of weed. You can't put that in your asshole. Like, man, that's not happening.
You could put the compartments that make up that big one in your asshole.
Hey, look, I'm just saying. Right.
That might have been on somebody's sack. Shit might have had to cross the state line some kind of way.
Hey, in a vacuum sealed bag. Come again. Probably through the mail. But I'm not, hey, I ain't trying to snitch or nothing, but go ahead.
Yeah, man, that shit is something else. But we got one more episode of 60 Days in, and we're done with that. Let's go ahead and talk about The Chi, because The Chi is over now.
Yep.
Papa made it. That's like my biggest takeaway of the whole fucking season, is Papa made it.
Yeah, all the kids.
Yeah, that's true. I knew Papa was going to die, though. I just knew Papa was going to die. And Papa then when they had him Papa. Do... What you say?
My bad. Go ahead. As a Papa, just too cool, man.
He is. Everybody fell in love with Papa. He's just a good ass kid. He's just a good ass kid, man. We got to see the worst death scene in any TV show when they killed the child. What was his name? Chavez or whatever the fuck his name was.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Did he cut his throat with a rusty knife? Why was it? Why did he cut it like that?
I mean, I guess he wanted him to, but that he cut that mother. I said, "What are you trying to cut his head off? Like what? What in the world?"
I think a cute cut. He was like, "I said, what is he? Is he stabbing him? What is he doing?" Shit! It's the hardest cut ever. Like you sharpen the knife. What did you cut his throat with, a butter knife? What the fuck are we doing right now? This shit was ridiculous. It was good to see him get smoked. Your boy Ronnie ended up confessing, so now he's in jail. I guess that's where we get to see next season how that starts off.
He said, "Look, he should be in jail. We shouldn't see no more Ronnie. He's going to jail for the rest of his life. Like, he's not getting out. Like you're not getting out, Ronnie. You killed the kid.
They got to get somebody to corroborate the story, though.
Oh, that's what they're talking to Kevin for. So if you confess, like, what do they need a corroboration for if I said I did it?
Hey, well, he got to hope that he don't fuck around to tell him that Kevin shot him.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, his whole thing, he snitched on everybody. He told where he sold the gun. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Ronnie's in jail. Yeah, Ronnie's in there trying to get his spirit cleansed. He's like, I'm telling everything. I'm coming clean. So if they talk to Kevin, Kevin's probably going to think they're trying to talk to him about shooting him. And then we got Kevin going to jail or some shit. Or juvenile, because, you know, he ain't old enough. That's all bad. That's all bad. Your boy, now, what is Jay's older brother name? I can't think of his name right now.
The new boss. His name is Reggie.
Reggie is now the boss.
Yep.
Reggie's now the boss. He came back to the set. Yo, Trace is gone. He's gone and he ain't coming back. And the nigga was like, so you the boss now? Yeah. I was like, wow, that's how that works? If everybody in the gang respects him, how the fuck are you the boss?
He was like, it's my people be the same. The way you just make a real happy.
I was like, what the fuck? So everybody respects you, I guess, because you the muscle, but you don't necessarily have the brains. So they need somebody else to have the brains. Which, the bad thing about that, about Reggie being the new boss, is that your boy Brandon is on the hook now.
Yep.
Like, I forgot all about that shit until we saw Reggie roll up on him. I said, God damn.
I thought Brandon was about to get robbed. He was counting his money. I was like, man, he can't never get right, man. He about to get robbed. Nigga pulled up on him. I was like, ah, then I seen it was Reg. And I was like, wonder what he going to say to him. He was like, you remember that favor you owe me? He said, oh, we mobile now. He's like, if it's money you want, I ain't got to be like that. He said, no. He said, fuck your money. He said, we about to get big. We about to make a whole bunch of money.
It's like, God damn, man. That one mistake got your shit fucked up. Because what you going to do? You got to roll with it now.
You got to.
God damn.
I was like, well, you got to buy me. You got to give me a real food license then, because I can't keep riding around with this.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's, you know what? That's a good point. You got to upgrade my situation. If we're going to do this shit, you got to upgrade my situation. So we ain't got no, and he would have to do that. I can't be out here illegal. If I'm selling illegal, my shit got to be legit, bro. Give me the paper. Give me the loot. Give me the loot. I'm still mad we ain't seen his cousin come back, though.
Hey, man. Cousin disappeared, gave him the money. He'll pop back up next season.
The most diverse nigga on TV. Still out here making his money, bro. I ain't never seen nobody like that. What else happened on The Shy? That was like the most important shit to me. Even Papa got a girl now.
Yeah. Who? Papa?
Yeah, old girl wanted to holler at Papa.
Yeah, Papa.
I mean, he. Ass,
Papa.
Yeah.
Papa's like, nope.
Papa's like, Papa did all that talk about being this. A gentleman. Yeah, all that talk about being a gentleman. He had a girl coming at him. He's like, nope. I'm out in my tights. Fuck out of here. Yeah. did you catch up on Black Lightning?
Hold on. Was it an episode after the one we talked about last week?
No. So what I talked about, it comes on Tuesday night. So
okay. So it comes tonight. Shows.
Yeah. Okay. So the last episode that we talked about, you had to catch up to that one.
Yeah, I already watched that one. Yeah, I saw the guy, and I bust out laughing when he was like, "I'm some his black ass." Boy, I bust out laughing, boy.
I put a hit on his black ass. Yeah, I can't stay in this neighborhood. They fry everything. I said, what the fuck is going on, bro?
Well, I was just like, but I get it now. This show is like green light. This is just King Germ. It's supposed to be crack. And you know how the government made crack, and green light was bought into the neighborhood by the government. And so I'm thinking it's like the crack epidemic all over again. And it's like, that's what they're doing. Because that's just what I pieced together as it is.
I don't think you're wrong. They playing a lot of this shit on that way on purpose. And I get it. But to have that character come out and have that verbiage was so weird. It was just weird. That's the best way I can say it. It was just weird. But what do you think about both of the daughters having powers now?
Well, now, you know, they got the super family. Now the wife ain't got no powers. Like, she's been left out. I wonder how the daughters got powers. Did they inherit them or, like, what?
Yeah, so I'm sure that we'll get that story later, but I guess because his father was experimenting or whatever the fuck happened, and Black Lightning got the power when he had the kids, that's how they got it. They inherited from the pops.
Gotcha.
That's okay. I imagine. I'm sure that we'll get the story later, but... You know, I know the mom is feeling like shit. I'm the only one that ain't useful. I'm just
smart as fuck. Yeah, she's like,
you ain't even in the booth with Gambi. Like, you ain't even helping. You just running around bitching and complaining. That's all fucked up. Yeah, ain't nothing you can do but bitch and complain. Now the whole family got powers. Like, I tell you what, we better be having some fire ass macaroni and cheese tonight. I ain't making no mac and cheese. Or you gonna get fucked up.
Yeah, somebody getting their ass kicked in. What?
What I said. The whole family will fuck you up. You better make that mac and cheese, motherfucker. We out here saving lives.
She can make the mac and cheese her goddamn self. She can cook that shit in her fucking hands. Like, you ain't got to turn the fucking stove on.
Yeah, you know, she don't know how to cook it. It's going to be burnt in the motherfucker. She burnt up her phone. She don't know how to control that power. So that means that next season, we're going to see her fight her ex-boyfriend. Because he's going to have legs.
Yeah, he's going to have to.
That's some good shit. I hope she whoop his ass. I hope she whoop his ass. Because that nigga got mad for no reason. Like, she gave up her life as a high schooler. She was like, fuck, this is going to be my future. Like, you that committed? You gonna marry this nigga? Yeah, you that committed?
Exactly. Yo, hold up. Like, nah, you supposed to walk away. This is the part of the story where you walk away. Like,
she was that committed. She was like, damn, this is gonna be my life. I'm like, wait a minute, y'all got that serious? He just told you he liked you last episode.
Did he smash it? That's what I'm wondering. Like, yo, I remember they were talking about it. Did it happen? Like,
I don't think they smashed.
Yo, that'd be fucked up to be a virgin and you paralyzed, like, right when you was about to get
on,
some.
Man. Don't do that, Jeremy.
Bro, like, come on. You was about to get some. And now you can't even get none. Like, man.
They got contraptions and shit. Some people in wheelchairs can still fuck. What do you mean?
Bro, I was watching a show one time and the dude was paralyzed and he was trying to, like, he was talking to this girl. And you know what I'm saying? He, you know, I guess he thought he still had it. And then she was like, you need some help there. He had pissed on himself and he didn't even feel it. And he was just like, God damn. Yeah, I was just like, that's got to hurt, bro. Like,
that's rough, man. I remember one of my boys in Atlanta, he was talking about, he was dating a girl. She was in a wheelchair. You know what? I can't even put this shit on the show. I can't even say what the shit he said. I will say right. when the mic is not hot.
It's all right. No, it's all right. You not, nobody knows.
He said some disparaging stuff about the girl that he was smashing that was in a wheelchair. I'll just say it that way. I'll say that he said that he had a lot of fun because she was in a wheelchair. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, God.
That's all I can say, bro. Jesus Christ. Sometimes I have to catch myself before I do the flashbacks. These niggas is treacherous out here in these streets. Save me, Jerm. Let's get into the Keeper 100. Save me.
Oh, man, we ain't talking about Atlanta, so all right. But,
yeah, we'll I missed it on the outline.
Oh, I didn't even put it on. I forgot. My bad. Atlanta, this last episode, me and BZ talked about it last night. I thought maybe I missed something. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody talked about how great it was, and I was just like, maybe I was an episode behind. I didn't know. But I knew it was the same episode because they said he was racing Mike Vick in the parking lot. So I seen that. That was random as fuck. But as far as the rest of the episode, I just didn't get it. And, you know, so did you get this all right?
I felt like they were documenting my life. Like, that's the kind of shit that would happen to me. That whole day, that's the kind of shit that would happen to me if I tried to floss.
Okay.
Nigga got a check. He's like, all right, I'm going to live this life. The first decision he made, the bad decision about changing the $4,000 to $8,000 for a gift card, I would never do that.
Okay.
But he did it, and then he went to the store. He ends up fucking with his boy that's stealing from the store at the same time he's in there. Mm-hmm. Then he's at the mall and decides to use the whole goddamn $4,000. $8,000, because you can't take it with you. So I'm going to get all this money. You get out, and your boy done left to go to the goddamn job interview. So that shit's all fucked up. Then you're fucking around with your people. You got your little money. You're like, all right, I'm going to go kick it in these streets. I'm going to go have a good time with this money. He's carrying around $100 bills. Now, when he said that, that really hit home because I had $100 bills on me when the episode was on.
It's all right. Slight flex.
No, it's not a flex. I went to the ATM and, that's what they kicked out. That's what they had. And I had to go put it in another account. So that's all I had on me. But it wasn't like usually I would pick the 20s or the 50s or something. It didn't give me a chance to pick.
Sorry. So your bank give you the options of what you want, 20s. Hey, it's all right, bank on another level, people. That let you know right there. My bank giving me 20s. It's all right, yo. He got 100 out of the ATM.
It's a credit union, man. That's all they had. If you go on the wrong day, they only give you what they got.
Look, it must be a rich nigga credit union, man, because it's all right. Go ahead. Finish your story. It's all right.
So I had to make some moves, and I just didn't get it made yet. But I was like, okay, that's what happens when you have $100 bill. You can't spend it. You can't spend that shit. But now to get played in the club, and then you go to the strip club and get played again. Like, how does that work? When you're at a strip club, and they tell you you got bottle service with your table, and then they tell you you got to buy a bottle that's supposed to come with the table.
But remember, Paperboy told him, he said, you just look like that kind of person. He said, this always happens to me. He said, you just look like that kind of person. And so I think they were trying him because he looked like a square or somebody that they could just get money out of. Because when you went up there to get some ones, she said, we're going to charge you 20%. Yeah. And you got to get $200 worth of ones. So you telling me I'm only going to get 160 ones for $200? Like, come on.
I don't know what strip club that's. I've been in the strip club. They walk around with racks.
Yeah, like who gets charged to get ones? Like you ain't why do you need some of my money for me to throw on the floor here? Like, I don't get it.
That's my life. I'm telling you, that would have been me. It would have happened to me. So I identify with the shit, but I didn't see it as being so excellent and so glamorous that it needed to be rewatched. I don't know why people are so hype. I think people just hype because it's black people doing regular shit on TV.
Or it's the nerds. You know, they love Donald Glover, and he's just like, this is the greatest show to them. Like, Atlanta is just like, the nerds love this show, man. This is their shit. Like, you know, the Beezys of the world, like, this is their fucking show. Like, Beezys like, man, look at the detail in the show, man. It's just, like, did you see the beginning scene where the woman was doing that? The girl in the back had on the exact same thing that the girl in the original video had on. And I was just like, what?
Do I not know what you're talking about? I feel like he actually said that.
No, the video, nah. Okay, you remember when the episode came on, there's the white woman talking about she heard a song on the radio. You know, that,
right,
okay,
she
that's
was crying. Video. Yeah.
Yeah, that happened in real life. A woman made a video about she was riding and the Vince Staples song was on. And, you know what I'm saying? She's a hungry lyrics to you. It was almost verbatim, same little type of gift.
Ah, okay.
And her, I was in the background, Beezy like, the girl in that show had on the same exact clothes that the girl in the original video had. Come on, man. That's a detail right there. And the
God damn.
He's like, y'all spent 40 minutes talking about the shot, but nothing happened on Atlanta? Come on, man. Like, come on. Like, so, you know. You know.
Well, you know, this is a comedy podcast.
It's a comedy podcast. And Atlanta's a comedy show, so I guess we're supposed to give it more props than The Chi, you know. So, you know, Atlanta's the greatest show ever, man. Greatest. I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. It's a good 25 minutes, 30 minutes of TV. I'm not mad at it, but y'all niggas need to calm down.
Nigga, you was hype about the first episode.
I was hype. I just said Cat Williams was dope. That's all I said. I didn't watch it 17 times.
You said it was the best episode ever.
Of Atlanta, yeah.
I don't even think it was the best episode of Atlanta ever.
Hmm.
But, you know, they go, hey, great show. Easy, let me make sure we get our checks. Great Easy show. Said it's the best show on TV. It's the best show on TV. I'm not fighting with him.
Yeah.
Let's keep it 100 for the people, bro.
100.
I'm going to keep it 100 this week, man. Been looking at a lot of things on my Facebook. Well, not a lot of things, but one of the main things that came up this week was the Big Joker, Little Joker talk. And when we say Big Joker, Little Joker, we are talking about spades, people. And I'm going to go ahead and just say it for you right now. The Big Joker is the fucking Joker that's the biggest fucking picture, okay? It's not the little picture that says guarantee. The guarantee doesn't mean it's a guaranteed book. The guarantee is a manufacturer's guarantee saying that the cards should fucking work, okay? It's not a guaranteed book, so niggas, please stop saying that shit, okay? And so the Big Joker is it's the big fucking picture. That's the fucking rules. That's not no makeup. And then we can all solve this by just saying, hey, just say the rules before the game starts. Or, like, all right, say, throw the fucking Jokers out the motherfucking thing and play Ace High. Like real niggas play. Jail rules.
Ace down, nigga. Ain't no fucking deuce wild, none of that shit. Niggas get this game started, and it'd be 17 jokers. It'd be 17 spades. I'm like, how the fuck are we going to play this game if it's 17 fucking spades?
How's the diamond bigger than the fucking spades? Like, that shit blows me mind.
That shit makes no sense.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no. How's a diamond bigger than a spade? This game is called spades. Why is a diamond higher than the spade? Joker, deuce. Ace, yeah, Jack. I'm just like, yo, Joker, deuce. And the, like, the ace is just meaningless, man. You throw the ace out there, that shit getting fucked the fuck up. Trump's hiding. Nah, man, fuck that, man.
Nah, man up, play that shit ace down and see who the fuck the real champions are. That's what I said.
Exactly.
Shit. Why did your sound quality just change?
Did it change for the worse?
Yep.
Wow. Well, good thing it's about over.
Yeah, let's get into our goddamn winners and losers while Jerm's mic is a loser this week. Well, at least right now. It's been fine until now. Who you got for your winners?
My winners this week are black people who celebrated St. Patrick's Day. Y'all were my winners because... Huh?
I said, excuse me?
I said, they were my winners because all those people that showed up for the St. Patrick's Day parade, they wouldn't show up for an MLK parade, a celebration of black history. But y'all showed up in droves for a celebration of Irish history when they wouldn't show up for a celebration of black history. And if you just was out there to just get the free drinks, just say that. Don't be out there, you know, acting like you give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, those are my winners. My loser is Brittany Griner.
Loser.
She was married briefly, arrested for domestic violence. She put her wife to have twins, got a divorce. She filed child support. She barely sees the kids. She's my loser, Brittany, because if you're going to be out here in the streets like a real nigga, you're going to have to take care of your kids like a real nigga. You out here on IG Live with your shirt off, showing your titties. Niggas calling you WNBA young boy. Like, the shit is fucking crazy, bro. So, Brittany, get your life together, man.
God damn, Brittany. So much promise in college, man. Shit. Speaking of college, I guess I'll go ahead and give one of my winners to the UConn women's team.
Winner.
They beat the brakes off of somebody in the first round. Did you see that shit?
They almost won by a hundred, right?
They beat them by 88 fucking points, bruh. 88, like Jesus, 88 points? Whoo. The team that lost, they're not even worth a mention. You lost by 88 points. Shut the fuck up. No one, shit. So props to UConn women. Props to Kerry Champion.
Winner.
She just completed her first full week on Sports Nation, and it just feels good to have three black people hosting this talk show. It's just great. I love it. So props to you. My loser this week.
Loser.
It's going to be nostalgia. I know. How can we say this is our loser when we just talked about the top five games of all time? My boy is running the poll, and he's doing a March Madness poll for greatest cartoons. And one of the brackets had Richie Rich versus Mask. Who do you think would win that, Germ? Who would you vote for first?
Richie Rich versus Mask?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with Richie Rich, bro.
It's a fucking travesty. That's why you're one of my losers. You didn't watch shit about no Richie Rich cartoon compared to Mask, bruh.
I watched more Richie Rich than I probably did Mask. He came on for like two seasons.
I disagree. So you just watched it because it was on longer. They don't make it a better show?
I mean, I had the toys. I had more Mask toys than I had Richie Rich toys. I mean, I
could
tell you
that. Of course you did, because you watched the cartoon better. You liked the cartoon. This shit came out to a 50-50 split. And I was upset. Y'all niggas is crazy. Nostalgia. Y'all niggas is retarded, man. Mask is the greatest. That shit should be a movie right now. They should revive it. It should be a TV show. All that shit should be on TV.
I would love to see this bracket.
I'll see if I can tag you in that shit. It's a goddamn mess.
I mean, you just send me a bitch of the bracket.
I got you.
Everybody doing brackets. I saw a black TV bracket. And they had, like, everybody hate Chris going against in the first round against Prince Bel-Air. I said, that ain't fair.
Wow.
I said, because I mean, this bracket, man, had me pissed because I was just, like, looking at the bracket. I was like, you could have did the number a whole lot better. Like, the bracket, if I can run by it real quick, I got it pulled up right now. They only had 16 shows. And they had Family Matters versus The Cosby Show, Steve Harvey versus Bernie Mac, the Wayans Brothers versus The Parkers, Fresh Prince versus Everybody Hates Chris. Then they had on the other side, they had Different World versus The Game, Sister Sister versus Moesha, Girlfriends versus Living Single, and Martin versus Jamie Foxx. I was just like, you could have jumbled them up a little better than that, because Martin and Jamie Foxx don't deserve to be a first-round battle.
No, they don't. I mean, you're talking about possible, depending on who you ask. Those are top five seeds. Martin's the number one.
You know what I'm
saying?
Like, Martin's the number one. Like, if we go into four brackets, Martin got to be a one.
Fresh Prince got to be a one.
Show got to be a one. Fresh Prince got to be a one. And then, depending on how you feel about Little Different World, which one of them should be ones. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like, golly. Jamie Foxx at least a two seed if he's not a one seed.
The Wayans Brothers is not on there. Living Color is not on there. Sister, Sister, Moesha both could have been left off.
Wayans Brother is on here.
Okay, well, Sister, Sister, Moesha could have been left off.
Well, Moesha's had to be on there. Sister, Sister, I can see. I don't know. Sister, Sister got to be on there.
For what?
What you going to replace? That's what I'm saying. When you replace it.
In Living Color?
In Living Color is a sketch show. That's a sketch show, though.
Oh, this is sitcom only, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a sitcom show. Because I don't see no other shows that's like that. We got the Parkers and Moesha. That's a little too much, I think.
Yeah, that's way too much. What about South Central? That shit was
gotta go.
South Central was only on for one season, I guess, so that don't really count.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like those shows. I didn't like Sister Sister. I didn't really like Moesha like that. They both didn't need to be on there. Is Parenthood on there?
No. Hey, that could be our next week's show, the Black Sitcom. We break it down, do our own bracket. We keep teasing y'all and bring it back the next week.
In the House should be on there. That's the one with LL Cool J. Anyway, we're getting that shit next week. Give our shout out so we can get the fuck up out of here because your mic is trash.
Shout out to Batman, Sorek, Easy, GG Blue, Short T, your boy Matt, Static. Shout out to Dr. Brace, everybody over the Dr. Brace Network. Shout out to Pebby J from Be More, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Ruler Myself, Gerard, Drew, Light Skin Kanye. Who else? Goddamn Rick James, bitch. Miss T Lee, Tracy May, fresh from Ghana, Africa. You know what I'm saying? You know, she got that straight from Africa, so you know, niggas ain't gonna be able to fuck with her for a minute. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't from the motherland, she ain't even gonna talk to you, bruh. So yeah. But yeah, man. Anybody else that fuck with us, long way, short way, no way at all, man.
Hey, man, we appreciate y'all. It's been another episode of the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. Episode 297 is in the books. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, sitting in with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, yesterday, and forever. And we holler at y'all next week on another episode of the Frocast. We out. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to NappyAfro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com